The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Welcome to Trending in America, the ultimate source for staying on top of the hottest topics in the country daily. This is the world's first podcast powered by friendly artificial intelligence, brought to you by BingePods, the hottest podcast app in the market. Are you ready to impress your colleagues, friends, and classmates with your knowledge on the latest trends? From the latest tech advancements to pop culture phenomena to sports, we'll keep you in the know. So sit back, relax, and get ready to sound like a genius. Let's get started. Today, we are going to be discussing something that has never happened before in the history of the United States, a former president facing criminal charges. The grand jury in New York has indicted former President Donald Trump on charges related to hush money payments made to cover up alleged affairs he had, and multiple sources close to Trump confirmed this on Thursday. In response, the Trump GOP machine has rolled out a political playbook meant to insulate the former president with his base. While Trump has been strengthened with Republicans, his brand has become toxic with much of the rest of America. Of course, the indictment brought against Trump isn't the result of something a prosecutor or judge did by fiat. A grand jury hears evidence from a prosecutor, then decides whether there's enough there to file charges against a suspect in a crime. And they did so. All of this plays into the air of grievance Trump has puffed into existence that he's used to propel his political fortunes. He's argued, successfully with his base of supporters, that the left has it out for him. According to him, his indictment and investigation in New York are nothing more than a politically motivated attempt to derail his presidential campaign. If there's a conspiracy, then a jury of his peers is on it, too. Politically, an indictment is very different from a conviction, and there are questions about the actual case Alvin Bragg, the New York District Attorney, has. Republicans have suffered because of the brand they appear so wedded to in three straight election cycles. When Trump took office, the GOP had unified control of power in Washington. Trump was in the White House, and Republicans were in charge of both the House and Senate. But soon thereafter, that began to change. In 2018, the GOP lost dozens of House seats, and Democrats wrested control of the lower chamber. In 2020, Trump was ousted from office, losing his bid for re-election by 7 million in the popular vote. Democrats won control of the Senate. In the 2022 midterms, lots of Trump-backed and Trump-styled candidates lost key races in swing states and competitive districts, costing the GOP. So, what does this mean for the future of the Republican Party and the political landscape in America? Only time will tell. However, it's clear that this indictment against Trump is historic and has the potential to upend American politics as we know it. Whether you agree with the charges or not, it's important to follow this case closely and understand the implications it could have for the future of the country. Thanks for listening to the world's first AI-generated podcast by BingePods. We hope you found the information and insights we shared to be valuable. If you enjoyed the episode, please take a moment to rate us 5 stars on your favorite podcast app right now and download the BingePods app to enjoy more such podcasts. We look forward to having you tune in next time.